of the letter that the prophet Jeremiah sent from Jerusalem to the remaining elders among the exiles, and to the priests and prophets and all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had taken into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Now verses 4 through 7. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all of the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon, build houses and live in them, plant gardens and eat what they produce, take wives and have sons and daughters, take wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, that they may bear sons and daughters, multiply there and do not decrease. But seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will find your welfare. The gospel lesson this morning comes from Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19, and can be found on page 80 in the New Testament section of your pew Bible. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee, and he entered a village. 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." This is word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart and my mind be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. Amen. Well, the Jeremiah piece, Israel, Jerusalem was crushed. And everybody, all the people who were taken away and slaves were taken off to another kingdom. For the promise to continue through those sons of Abraham, they would need to build homes, start families, to marry and continue in their lives, even though they weren't going to be in Israel, they weren't going to be in Jerusalem. But there was the hope, there was the anticipation, there was the faith, which is the hope for things not yet made evident, that one day they would come back. And we know they do. So that's the piece in Jeremiah. But in this one, healing by faith, or 10 are healed and only one comes back. And he's the least likely. Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. And as we come to the closing chapters of Luke's narrative, we know that Jesus knows what's waiting for him in Jerusalem. The ultimate sacrifice for us. And he's still trying to educate his disciples, and he's still trying to somehow reach out to the Pharisees and Sadducees and continue to give them some education in what the kingdom of God is really about. Well, as he comes up on this city, and he's in this area between Samaria and Galilee, and everybody, if you didn't know the culture of the day, the Samaritans were like, you've heard the phrase, they live on the other side of the track. There's us over here, and they're on the other side of the track. Well, the Samaritans are on the other side of the track. And then there's a river. They're on the other side of the river. So they're not only on the other side of the tracks, they're on the other side of the river. They are so low on the totem pole, they are so low on the accepted culture of the day, that no one expects anything good out of a Samaritan. And yet, these lepers. Now, Hansen's disease, we look at that as leprosy. Now, did they have that disease? We don't know. But they had some kind of skin disease that was made evident to them. And what happened if you were a leper? You were ostracized. You couldn't come into the town. You couldn't come into the synagogue because people feared that disease. They didn't understand it. They had no way to prevent it. And nobody wanted it. I mean, who wants their hands to rot off? Nobody. Who wants their feet to rot off? Nobody. So there was a large dose of fear. And because they were physically outcast, they were also socially outcast. Not just within their culture, their city, their village, but their families. Because to be near them would risk them being contaminated and them not being able to be in the culture. Well, these 10 lepers cry out to Jesus. Now, it's interesting that they say, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Now, they didn't ask for a healing. Normally, what lepers are doing is because nobody's going to buy anything from them, so they can't earn a living, so they're out there begging. It could have been that in their mind, they were asking Jesus for some alms, some food, some blessing, some sign from Him. Now, it could be that they had heard of the miracles that Jesus had worked, and they were hoping against hope. They had faith that He would work a miracle for them. And that's what I believe happened. They were asking for that. And Jesus then, when He saw them, He said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." And they went. And they were made clean. All 10 of them. Now, the reason He says go to the priest is the only person who can restore them to a right relationship with the rest of their community and the rest of their family is the priest, who can declare them clean. No longer lepers, no longer outcasts. In other words, not only is Jesus cleansing them and giving them renewed health, is He's allowing them to come back into a family to worship in their synagogue, a family to be part of their family, no longer ostracized, and to give them hope for days to come rather than living from trash heap to trash heap and living on what someone else was willing to give and they had to beg for. And then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked Him. I mean, He is doing the absolute maximum. He prostrates himself in front of Jesus and says, "Thanks to the Lord." And this was the guy that was not only on the wrong side of the tracks, but on the other side of the river. This was the lowest of the lowest in the social ladder. This is the one who, he wouldn't even know the right thing to do, because he's one of them. Well, guess what? Those other 9, we don't know what they were, but they didn't come back. They were healed, but this one did. Jesus asked them, were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? When we think of the blessings that we have, I got two wonderful grandkids. Those are huge blessings. And I give thanks and praise to God for them every day. That's what we're supposed to do, is give thanks to God for the blessings that we have. When none of them was found to return to give praise to God except this foreigner, then he said, get up, go on your way, your faith has made you well. Jesus responded to all 10 the same way. They all 10 had the same malady. All 10 of them were told to go see the priest. All 10 of them was cleansed when they did what Jesus told them to do. He commanded them to go to the priests. They were all healed. See, the commandments that Jesus gives us, every one of us receives them. If you open your scriptures and read them, Jesus' commandments are there. When he was there in the upper room, we celebrate communion. Jesus says, this new commandment I give you, to love one another as I have loved you. That's a command. That's not a suggestion. That's not, oh, it would be nice if you feel like it. It's love one another. How? As Jesus has loved them. It's an imperative. It's an order. It's a command. All 10 of them were told to go. And only one responded. See, we're told to do things. Act in faith. Step out on faith. Believe with a faith that keeps us going through thick and thin, through trial and turmoil, sickness and health. For richer, for poorer, till death us do part. The response for us must be to give Him all praise and glory and honor. He's the one that has given us all that we have. We must be thankful. And our faith will make us well. May it be well with your soul. Shalom.